This is JIS News. Coming up, 81 persons receive Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation. ODPEM urges schools to safeguard against storms, and Education Ministry signs deal with Microsoft. Details after this message.
Well, I know better, and some are going like them mad like pepper. Hi, this is Romaine Virgo. Because I stayed in school, I achieved my goals. PATH is there to help you succeed. Let PATH help you to reach your goals. Stay in school, school say.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security Programme of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is urging youths to get involved in nation building, noting that giving genuine national service helps the recipient as much as it does the donor. The Prime Minister made the call while expressing appreciation to 81 persons who received medals of appreciation for service to the nation.
To the seniors, this is a small token of our overwhelming appreciation of your contribution in the various areas of national development. For younger Jamaicans, regard this function as a form of encouragement to get involved in the exciting processes of nation building. To those already involved, continue to make the effort. Your sacrifices will not go unrecognized.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller speaking at the Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation ceremony at the Pegasus Hotel recently. The Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation is a commemorative medal which may be awarded to any person or group of persons who, in the opinion of the Prime Minister, has made significant contribution to the economic, social or political development of Jamaica or to Jamaicans residing abroad. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is urging schools to use the remaining summer holidays to ensure their institutions are hurricane ready. Acting Director General of ODPEM, Richard Thompson, says now is the time for schools to take the necessary precautions to safeguard equipment and property in the event of a storm.
Check all the roofs, check the entire complex, look at your windows. Now is the ideal time for the schools to do all the checks, do all roof retrofitting for those schools without hurricane strap. Now is the time to do those repairs.
Additionally, schools must have suitable protocols in place in the event of a storm or emergency. The acting director general says schools may contact ODPEM for assistance in developing these plans. The technological capabilities of primary and secondary level students and teachers is to be significantly boosted following the re-signing of an agreement between IT industry giant Microsoft and the Ministry of Education. The agreement, dubbed the Partners in Learning Program, will see Microsoft Jamaica providing training, technical support and access to state-of-the-art technology to primary and secondary level schools for the next 5 years. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites welcomed the partnership, saying it is in keeping with the government's thrust to incorporate technology at all levels of education and reduce Jamaica's digital divide.
Our partnership with Microsoft allows us to begin to close that gap of expectation and to achieve a much higher level of insertion, employment, productivity, prosperity from technical competence.
The education minister also expressed confidence that the agreement will help boost the marketability of Jamaica's IT professionals. And 9 agro-exporters have received grants totaling approximately $10 million from the government to assist with upgrading their facilities. This is part of efforts to ensure compliance with the United States Food Safety Modernization Act, FSMA. The presentations were made at the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries in St. Andrew recently. Portfolio Minister Roger Clark says measures are being introduced to ensure sufficient quantities of safe food are available and that Jamaica meets global food safety requirements.
It is important that all of us understand food safety quality management systems. These systems include good agricultural practices, hazard analysis critical control points, good manufacturing practices, and others that are germane to our food security and capacity to trade.
The Ministry of Health has certified 200 farmers and 20 members of the Ministry's FSMA committee in safe food handling practices. The FSMA requires the implementation of more stringent food safety control systems by foreign suppliers of food to the United States. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.